all of you down, I get around.
Only God can judge me.
That right?
Only God, baby. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. Just a bunch of dirty rats. Will I succeed? Never know it from the weed. And hocus pocus try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done. Tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurts. And they say it's the white man I should fear. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish I died. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieves, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming, I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here, naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime I hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the streets got our babies. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male's trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see it. It's a million motherfuckers dressing just like me.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger. For real. I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
No.
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Fools start praying. Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, licked him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million drinks. Now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could fade a punk, I wish you would. It'd be them same motherfuckers in your face that'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so fatty, already sold a Kia ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets representing the Bay. Pac, when you was locked down, that's when I be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in disguise.
Guess you figure you know me, cause I'm a thug that love to hit the late night club, drinks and buzz. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball players, shit with Vote. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
That's real.
Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Death is coming back to this bitch reincarnated. That's what a homie meant to. We about.
Doing this shit from Cleveland to LA, nigga. Whatever you niggas want me to drink. What time is it? Yeah. I don't give a fuck where you lay at, nigga. It's time to slay these bitch, man, nigga. They ain't even know what type of niggas we is.
Where my thugs at?
Bone thugs, dog. I know you niggas been waiting for this for a long time. Well, here it is, nigga. Here it is. What you gonna do?
Well, I must be close to the Armageddon, Lord. Know that I won't fly by that lesson you taught me to pull up my I'm stressing and softly, get him about me, cause always one of us harming and been bombing. Make up out of my ghetto, I won't settle, get on my level. They can't stop me and pop me, nigga, they got me fucked up. Little pockets get schizophrenic, let's manage the damage, die out. I'm hooking on to make you feel, I'm really wanna get the corner, then I want it enough. Jump on, gotta set a beacon, I shut up on dollars, I'll take the death blow. Yes, it's their war, bro, bro, when they get the door, ball, the murder, I'm a horror. What they did, it's all balls for the cause, and I've been a pulling out a pistol, little nigga with my fucking niggas. Death been blessed with glory, then nigga death to a breath, been stressed, been all looking to death, but the last of my breath, fall up on my kids, but don't see it in my step. Yes, I'm prepared to scare with the best of my secrets, even the leaves of my lungs, nigga, believe it, I can see it if needed, and if you really want me, it wouldn't let it be, get the peace, if we run in the fucking
house. What's poppin', nigga?
Yeah.
Put your motherfucking hands on your strap, nigga.
Dumb love, nigga.
Yeah, we can do this like gangsters and slug it out, we can do this like punks and punk it out. Pull your strap on me, nigga, you better kill me. Thug life, baby.
Thug life.
I'll probably be punished for hard living. Blind to the facts, thugs is convicts in God's prison. Hands on the strap, praying so Father, please forgive me. Police be rushing when they see me, I flaunt it. America's most wanted, live on TV like pleasure and pain. Stuck in this game, hollering my name. We all gon' die, we bleed through similar veins. Please explain to me now, don't panic when my guns burst. Heard the last jam, nigga, this one's worse. My nigga Bone held the chrome till I came home. Thug love player, tell these bitch niggas bring it on. I caught a plane out to Cleveland late last evening to help my niggas clean up some niggas no longer breathing. Now, who do you believe in? Hit the weed and breathe. It's a cold ass world, niggas kill you in your sleep. Watch me until they stop me, bury, murder me or drop me. I got thug love for my nation while I bust it, feel me.
Motherfuckers out to give me, they don't understand. It's the number one nigga, right with a nation of niggas. Down to put us some work, get some dirt, fucking around with a band bone. Thug, in harmony, follow down the road, we strode to meet karma. Everything I do will seem to cause drama. Ready for the war like a knight in my armor. Bomb ya, so quick to test us. Nigga wanna press me, eat dust. For the love of the lust, niggas bustin' on us. Hit him up with the buck, 12 kg rust. It's my art of war, put the niggas on the floor. When I'm coming through the door, bringing nothing but a terror. Cause I'm much pain to the nigga that dead. Try to put a twist in his thrust to error. Get up with a nigga like Pac and a nigga like me, gotta stay hot. Thug love to the die, keep a prayer to the sky, but I'm still in the hood smoking fry. So I beg the Lord to save us all, escapers of misery. Bless my niggas in penitentiary, soldiers of the century. Yeah,
they get it to my niggas, then they get the hell down with the dirty and we don't fuck around. Buck a couple of rounds, and if it passes through, they hit the ground. And don't get caught up in the crossfire. Nigga, artillery thick, and you don't wanna get the fucking with this.
I'm straight devil, not the fucking pretend. I reload and fuck a little more. Niggas seen for the pump, don't even know. So who you looking for? They don't know. A motherfucker with a leather face. Hey, man, she said I ran this way. Said I ran that way. Your hoes, I never know because I got away. A criminal mind to keep a nigga on the level sometimes. Get out and analyze your crime. Correctly organized. And with the results, you'll be surprised.
Nigga, can you feel the vibe? We can rap, play. Hey, niggas, you got to die. It's only rap. Suffer with bone, better leave it alone. More thugs, I'm cracked, they fucking dumb. Still in the hood with a thug's blade. Fucking with nothing but thugs, man. Ain't taking no shows and no losses. We cracking them down around my way. Give it to him on another level, nigga, get a shovel. You can dig a hole, bitches, it's dead. If a red take a head, you can beg, you can flare, but still gon' be bloody red. For the mind that we seen in the moonlight, we are right.
For you.
Better run for cover, nigga, duck. We bout to bust Drake at the infrared, put it on his forehead. Make some moves,
since I was home.
Put the card in the motherfucker, send him to his mama, tell her he was dead wrong,
oh.
Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceits. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery. Shed so many tears.
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many pigs and shed so many tears.
Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories. Just the misery, painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
God,
I lost so many peers.
Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Some drive-bys taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change. But ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See this Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears.
and shed so many tears.
Who's your plastic surgeon, Tim Burton?
They asked for it, and they got it.
This guy has an ego. When Trump bangs a supermodel, he closes his eyes and imagines he's jerking off.
Welcome to WantsMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 celebrity roasts.
You could have come up with other characters your fans have never seen, like Larry the dentist, or Larry the librarian, or Larry the high school diploma.
For this list, we're focusing mainly on Comedy Central roasts.
Right before the show started, rolled a gigantic fatty because that was the only way we could get Jonah Hill onto the stage.
However, the table is open to all of those special events where a particular person, otherwise known as a guest of honor, is the center or subject of jokes made for the entertainment of a public audience that have taken place over the years.
What are you laughing at, Flav? You look like Whoopi Goldberg and Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Had an abortion.
Number 10, Larry the Cable Guy.
I am talking, of course, about Larry the Cable Guy.
You might be wondering why Comedy Central decided to host a redneck roast. But perhaps the bigger question is why Martha Brady ended up on stage. The answer.
Because he wanted someone he used to masturbate to in high school, and Mr. Ed wasn't available.
The Nebraskan comedian's name is actually Daniel Whitney, and his blue-collar stage character was torched in 2009 by a full cast of opening acts, including his own in the form of someone named Reno Collier.
Is Larry the Cable Guy's opening act Reno Collier?
As always, Lisa Lampanelli proved that women can make a career in comedy by screaming and continuously
performing.
The late Greg Giraldo asked the most important question of all.
How the f*** are you so popular?
David Hasselhoff.
And I am here to salute the greatest cartoon character of all time. David Hasselhoff.
Wait, don't you have to be relevant in America to get your own Comedy Central roast?
Oh, David, I feel your pain. I know exactly what you're going through. Except when they roasted me, I was relevant.
Aside from his surprising music career, David Hasselhoff is most famous for his association with Kit and Tits. And somehow this was reason enough to organize a group of C-level comedians and Hulk Hogan in a room.
Look at you. You look like Dog the Pastrami Hunter.
Well, actually, it was Hoff's drunken meltdown that led to the affair. But even so, it allowed Gilbert Gottfried to remind America that he was alive and well, and definitely not in jail for a sketchy offense.
They should call him Asshole Hoff!
Perhaps the biggest name of the event was Seth MacFarlane, who brought justice to millions of 90s adolescent men by revealing that Mitch Buchanan was indeed a boner killer.
David had an important role. An important role on Baywatch. His job was to kill boners.
Number 8, Chevy Chase.
Tonight is about Chevy.
Has there ever been someone more embarrassed to be at their own roast?
An OJ roast would have drawn more star power.
Not only did none of Chevy's old pals from Saturday Night Live show up, but he seemed oblivious to the concept of a roast.
It's a thrill to be here honoring Chevy. Is it Chevy or Chevy? 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 I don't know. I can't.
Lisa Lampanelli took the stage and proceeded to skewer poor Paul Schaefer until his last strand of hair fell off.
I can't help it. It's that bald head. Is that hot or what? Every time I see you on TV, it reminds me to clean my dildo.
In the end, it was all-star roaster Greg Giraldo who set the room on fire.
I can only dream of making 3 good movies and 40 ones.
Including Sally Jesse Raphael's hair.
Lasted 6 weeks. Sally Jesse Raphael's lasted 16 years. That's got to feel good late at night, huh? Oh, you. I chopped off 4 years for symmetry. Shut up.
Mark Glista.
Number 7, William Shatner.
I speak, of course, of the great.
How do you outperform a living legend of outrageous acting? Well, just ask Betty White.
You look great. You know, they make 1% milk now.
Because she
knows a thing or
when you say you have two pages, did you just like print up a bunch of nigger jokes? You're just gonna read them off? Actually tasted them. So are you gonna
hold? Maybe this roast was a bit on the elderly side.
Speaking of Shatner, Betty White just shat in her pants.
However, Comedy Central asked a young homeless man named Jeffrey Ross to reflect on his...
Let's go. Like, everyone only asks about Kyle. So.
I don't really think about Kyle. Fuck Kyle.
Usually when I do these things, I try and get everybody at like 5 or 10 minutes a piece, or she goes on for like 3 hours.
I just do like a few little lines about each person.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna just filibuster the whole night. I'm just gonna filibuster the whole night.
Did they, like,
I go to the dumpster and
is it sick?
Right here, baby.
Oh my.
Save it for the roast.
Bill Jackson.
Come up with a good reason for his appearance and accused every white person in the room, including Mr. Hefner, who was still very much alive.
He still gets roasted, though. Every joke. Oh, yeah. He
does. Kyle doesn't show you got plenty of clips to play.
An incomparable show business. Of course, we know what you're looking for. The F is Bob Saget. Well, aside from playing...
It was 2018. We for yellow little friend. I'm YouTube. I'm YouTube.
Meaning that any cop looks good after flowing Bob Saget. This roast is notable for the anti-comedy set by...
This is the only one roasting my material.
And also a voice segment by Reg Waldo, who metaphorically and quaintly describes...
I haven't written anything down so long I forgot I had to do.
Wait.
Are you writing it in blood?
Justin Bieber.
Went through a lot of...
He was using a tree branch.
I like the... Man, fuck this video.
Should we disconnect for a minute while you do it and then go come back?
Did Kyle do a show tonight? Is Unbleached gonna come through?
Did you see? Did you see that? The new
Ross, you're such a Tinder father.
You need me to send you some duct tape to help keep those slaves quiet?
The new co-host of Don A tonight.
Oh yeah, Don A's on tonight. What happened with that?
He said no to the roast.
Well, he's got his show started back up.
If the roast sucks, you can just stream snipe Don A.
No, it's Jared. Riggy hates Jared. For some reason.
Jesus. Griggy tonight, we're Tonight we're roasting the number one bad dude.
The Greatster.
Nope.
Alright, we'll just start this shit. Fuck the video. Welcome to the show, motherfuckers. Who we got here? We got Ian Ellis. Producer Jay. Cosmic Cam. We were gonna have Jackson Black here, but he got deported apparently. That fucking juice spick. Colombian,
I
think.
Wasn't there supposed to be, Jewcast? Or what, Brobcast?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here at some point.
Bo Bandy. Clickbait.
But you never know. No one signed any contracts, so.
Yeah, Jay Crichton, Mr. Grant, Sir, Jinx. Yeah.
You think Kyle will show up?
Hopefully.
Just cue the laugh anyway.
If he's not too drunk to figure it out, if he can figure out how to get to this Discord. Joe Booney, respect women enforcer.
Is he coming in? Joe Booney. I want to hear Joe roast somebody.
He's got a new lady friend.
Does he? Two, I think. According to the picture.
Some shirts.
Dude's got merch.
Yeah, some Booney merch. I didn't just get you any t-shirt. It's the Joe Booney Respect Women t-shirt.
In the back of it says, I left my other size 15 boot up at the back of your candy ass.
What about CE Dope? You hear from him?
Nah, I tried calling him earlier.
Too busy delivering packages.
He's gonna, gonna be late shift,
you, me,
man.
And Cosmic.
And Jay.
Well, I was talking about the funny ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was talking about the gay ones.
I'll just ramble on.
Hey, girl.
Well, that sucks. I had a fucking nice little opener. That was going to kill like 6.5 minutes.
Well, then play it.
I can't. Fuck, it's just going to lag. There's no point. I mean, I guess it couldn't piss people off more than our voices, but why risk it?
If there's only four of us here, I mean, we need to do something to kill some time to let the... That was actually good today.
Most needs a link. Why the fock do you need a link? You've been here.
You know, Jim is looking at you like millionaire cigarettes.
His boyfriend Hax came into chat earlier to wish us all good luck.
Oh, by the way, Hax's picture. I finally figured out what that is. It's apparently it's from that movie Deliverance. It's like a banjo player from
Is it?
I just saw like a YouTube video where they showed that clip. Like,
did you guys invite Jimmer?
That face.
I did
invite
Jimmer.
Not that clip, but just that face.
Phantomos is here tonight. He's gonna, I think, enlighten us with some musical acts.
There he is. He just needs to unmute himself.
Cosmic, you got the ukulele?
I do. I'll go downstairs and grab it.
I got the fucking piccolo. What's up, Mr. Crichton?
What's up with Mr. Kenny TV?
Oh, yeah. What's up with his little dick?
He's excited.
What was that all about?
Oh, he just got happy. He likes
mom. I'm not sure it was what you think it was. I think you might have had like a chin.
Oh,
I
don't
like
know.
A rabbit's poop. There.
You'll have to show me proof it wasn't.
I'm not going back for that
fucking
video.
Red rocket.
Yeah, I'll just say that. I know what it was, and
I don't dare go back over that.
It looked like a little prawn hanging out of his jeans.
That's what I thought he was doing. He was dancing in the back of the room, trying to pull the zip up with his back to the camera.
Oh, thanks, clickbait.
Give me like the definition of like mouth breather. You know, they called people mouth breathers for reasons. People like Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you who I enjoy. I enjoy this new DJ guy who's on the Science C stream. This guy's great.
Who is he?
DJ something. I like hearing him. He sounds so nervous and stuff. And I'm like,
yeah, you want to hold him down and suck his pecta. I know what you're saying. I'm like an elephant.
I heard a rumor of who that actually is, but I won't give it away.
But you like the Riddler?
I heard it's one Anthony Cumia.
It's Jerry Sandusky, straight from prison.
Hey, kid, I'm here to coach you. Now that Ricky Watch is gone, take your clothes off. I'm going to teach you the game.
Now, I think that Kyle is a fat tongued mongoloid.
Damn.
You coming in here, Joe?
No, that little punk bitch, he's not going to show his face, coward.
You better have respect for me and all the women. You're going to have to.
Yeah, the Joe having his apple. Is that a fake
Joe? You come in here, I'll smash you. You come in here, Joe, and I'll smash you. I'll smash you hard, cornball.
No, that's him. What the hell? He said Joe's having it at his apple.
Hey, so Cosmic, what's the word on Kyle? Is he going to show up?
When you're done having your apple, Joe, you come on in, okay, Joe?
I'll hit him up.
I'm not expecting he will. Just curious if you knew.
I can't tell if that dude's Australian or half a stroke victim. If you come in, mate.
What are you talking about showing up, man? Surely it just gets to a certain point of the night and you just ring him.
Shut up.
Everybody smoking their weed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get me another drinky drink.
I'm sipping red wine like Jim or Nam. I'm trying to channel my inner Jim or Nam.
Alright, well, good evening. Welcome everybody to the charity roast of Cyan's Entertainment, aka Broke Phillip, aka Siggy Boy. Where do I begin with Siggy Boy? I got into this whole thing because of an Anthony getting fired video, like I'm sure most of us did. Cosmic, that's probably how you found him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this week, that classic shit, man.
What really got me hooked on him was when I started hearing him say, "Tho." it was just like Fez, and anyone who didn't follow Kyle at that time missed out.
If I could pull that out. Is this what it sounds like when a YouTuber dies? Like a eulogy?
Absolutely. This is the burial of Saiyan's Entertainment.
This is how it ends, Kyle. This is your last moment.
I don't know. Let's check the donation meter. I don't have a donation meter. Shit.
Yeah, no proceeds from this will be accepted by RDA at all. So
Joe Booney,
how you doing, brother?
Oh, fans, fucking fantastic!
Oh, shit. Now we got this shit going. Now
about to get
right.
About to get a roast on. Apple. Finish your apple.
Yes, sir. Good man. 100% respect. Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
That's what Joe Booney
keeps the gay away.
That is right,
away.
Because I don't want to disrespect Ross, and he can hear my crunch.
I see what you're doing, Joe Booney. You know, Kyle tweeted he couldn't afford to feed his kids because he's too broke.
You just bragging, motherfucker. I bet he's got a whole basket of apples.
Please donate some money for Kyle Seeley.
He's got an apple tree.
This guy is this live? Is this live on anybody's channel?
Yeah, it's on my channel. You don't know the new channel yet, do you?
Oh, no, see, no one knows it. Ross, no, you are the worst marketer.
I really am.
What is it, RDA LLC or something?
Yeah, if you just type that in, it'll pop up. There's no other.
Can you go back to your book report voice?
Oh, you want me to go back?
You typed this up, didn't you?
No.
What time did you start? I'm sorry, I just logged on.
I don't even know if we've even started yet, technically.
Yeah, we're just gonna get warm.
You know how we do it.
I think Ross Dog is practicing.
I'm just rehearsing my lines.
Ross Dog's head, he's still. He's done this a thousand times.
Toy boat.
I have nothing. I'm going off the top of my head. I'm gonna fail.
All right, Mark List is up first. Just kidding. Ian's gonna go up first, actually.
Oh, it's fine. I don't care. I don't care when I go. I can't do worse than Ian. Put me after Ian.
Perfect.
What happened to jeans and things?
That's why Ian's going
he's
first.
He's probably doing some jumping jacks, recording a new song over some anime.
I thought about a couple things, but I don't have anything written down.
You just tell us your best Kyle story.
Okay, we need to set like some ground rules too. Like when one person's roasting, are we everyone else muting themselves?
No, we're gonna have some. Just don't be obnoxious about your heckling or laughing.
Civility.
You want to hear the laughing. You want to hear it. It's gonna help a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want the silence. It's gonna make. It's gonna be unnerving right there.
Plus, we'll have Kyle's laugh through this whole thing to punch up.
Yeah, you gotta.
You
gotta make sure. Sprinkle through this a little bit, Roz. Be gentle with it. Turn it down a little bit, but have it there.
We want to hear the laughing at all the bombs. That's why the people came.
Do you have a car wreck sound? You might be the first roast to use a car wreck.
All I have is...
We should sell this to Ross.
That's the...
We'll sell this to Voss, and he can put it on his his network.
Yeah, I'm going to DM it to him when we're done. I'm DMing this to Rich Voss and Dave Landau.
Bonnie McFarland turned down the Sands roast because Sands was rude to her. He was a dick, so she turned it down.
Phantomos, you control the car crash, all right? You just pop in and car crash us. Fucking Devila said he wanted to be the official hole of the night. I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, now, come on.
Typical hole.
I know. Late for everything.
He's probably getting his makeup on.
Alright, Ian, should I introduce you?
Fuck yeah, man. Give us the backstory and then bring me in.
Alright.
There you go. Put that librarian voice on.
So... So Ian Ellis is funny, just like his audience. Silence. Ian had a shorter stand-up career than that one-legged bitch Truth. I'd rather watch Jerry Sandusky do 10 minutes of material in a boy's locker room. It may not be funny, but there would be less crying. You know Ian is going to be coming down to see me in November. He wants to check out some new birds to keep in his studio, but I suspect he's just that desperate for a friend. Some of you call him Ian Anus. I call him Ian Blackbird Ellis. Give it up for Ian Ellis.
Yay, woo. It's an honor to be here at the roast of Sam Thrain.
Boo! I'm sorry.
Sasson Z, Kyle the fat-lipped Cape Verdean piece of shit. I didn't understand in the beginning why Kyle wanted to be on YouTube. But I get it now. It reminds him of his wife's fat cunt. It's full of retards, and he'd be homeless without it.
That's pretty good.
Kyle, you have 4 kids with special needs. Is your dick made out of recessive genes? Is it that, or does your wife just have, like, the hills have eyes, pussy? Chernobyl has less mutants than your family photos. Kyle, I want to give you some advice. You got to calm it down with all these fucking graphics on your screen. Shit looks like Korean CNN. He's got more shit going on his screen than he has pictures of him spending time with his kids. By the way, 4 kids? Do you not know how broke you are? Are there no stairs in Rhode Island? How about you do me a favor? The next time she's pregnant, just suck a kicker in the kitchen. He's the only dude that makes Patreon feel like welfare.
Woo!
Yeah, having fun here. Kyle's a big fan of Dragon Ball. I think he's a lot like the Dragon Ball character Gohan. Because much like Gohan, his father's dead and his mother got fucked by a monkey.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
You ever notice he looks like Prince if he shopped at the Goodwill? yellow skin. Doesn't he look like he bruises easy? Like, I feel like you could punch him through a phone book and you still give him a black eye. Doesn't he look like he bruises easy? That's a great line. Yeah, he's like a mango flavored. Yeah, he's like a mango flavored slave.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it just him, or do all Cape Verdeans look like dried up cornbread? Old fat tongue Stewart looking. Fat tongue Stewart, little ass boy. Kyle's tongue is so fat. Kyle's lips are so fat, he has to hold his top one up to plead guilty in court. Old Bert with no Ernie looking ass boy. Old Waylon Smithers if he joined the Wu-Tang ass boy.
So I've smashed Mr. Burns. I smashed that old man. I smashed his old hairy balls in my mouth. Just like I used to do with Richie Ross. We do a Save the Saiyans event, because Kyle keeps getting demonetized. He was demonetized for having an illegal firearm. And then he was demonetized for spousal abuse. And then he was demonetized for pistol whipping a Samoan bitch. As hard as he is, a lot of people don't think he's black, but, you know, thank God the police do. His name on Facebook is John Lott. Lott is Cape Verdean for big lip faggot.
Is that true?
Kyle says there's no...
Absolutely.
Fact check my jokes in real time.
Yeah, it is. I looked at it.
Kyle says there's no rape in jail. The real story is he's just that unfuckable. You telling me none of you gonna get this beautiful boy pussy? None of you want this beautiful Puerto Rican pussy I got right here?
Well, they heard
about
his kids.
I guess I'll go
back
to making macrame bowls. Yeah, there's 17 skits throughout the course of my set. I didn't write about the rest of you cornballs and losers. I did want to give a shout out to the one celebrity we have tonight, Henry the Dog. Clap it up for him. Henry the Dog, biggest star we got here tonight. That's how big Kyle is. He's signing autographs at Chip Chipperson, and Henry the Dog is at his roast. And when we met Henry, he was covered in piss and shit and vomit, and he'd just been run over by a car, and maggots were coming out of his face. And it was a relief, because it smelled better than Tara's cunt.
Amen.
People really, people at Reddit hate Kyle, because he's damaging to their theory that niggas can't read. The biggest difference between Kyle's show and Kyle's family is that he spends time with the retards on his show. So this brings me to the end. You know, you got to say something nice at the end. And I'll say, when the CEO first came to me and said he wanted to put you on the stroll, I didn't really see the bitch in you. I didn't think you had it in you. But then you just started turning tricks and sucking dicks. And before I knew it, you were the top hoe in our entire stable. So for all the tricks you've turned for us, I just want to say on behalf of the Ian Ellis LLC, thank you, you bitch.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Ian Ellis, you're the man.
He topped all of us. I think I feel fucking terrible now.
Yeah, I'm beat.
I got to know how many pages that was.
I know, Jesus Christ.
Just from my notes, but can't be that good.
It's 100 post-it notes. Get a fucking notebook, dickhead.
Let's listen to Ian sitting here by me and say a stupid joke. You failed. You failed, stupid.
Very nice, very nice. We had Jerry Shepardini pop in. I don't know who that is.
Jerry Shepardini.
He's friendly.
That's my parole officer.
That guy, he just 40, failed at life, stupid. All right, Kyle. Fuck. Shit. All right, Joe Booney's up next.
Joe Booney.
Booney. Has been bashing me all this time, calling me fake news, him. Me and John Lord, let me tell you, Mr. Science, whatever you are, please, let me tell you something. You're a radishing cougar. You're a disgrace to this country.
Your balls are broken. People donate to you.
Your balls are broken?
You should go back to your country where you come from. You're ravishing cougar. Anyone disrespects
build a wall around your wife's pussy.
They're going to get my size 15 boat, and it's going to go up that radishing black ass of yours.
Oh, yeah, his boat's going up your radishing ass. Yeah.
Kyle, you're not good. Kyle, you're fake. It's been a proven fact, and I don't care if you bash me down. Let me tell you something. You know what the funny part is? You actually followed me on Twitter.
Oh, you said.
Whoa, that's funny.
At 5:35 p.m. Eastern time. And you're telling me, buddy, that... I'm fake news, but let me tell you something. You're fake news, your goatee's fake news, and you know what? I feel bad for your kids. They should come to Joe Boone and be the real father.
Yeah. You cook them eggs, Joe?
I don't cook eggs, but I cook sausages and bacon.
Whoa.
I'm going to cook them for Kyle. I'm going to cook them some halal
Tylenol?
Joe, what do you think about all this donation money he gets and his studio keeps missing more and more tiles?
Wait, you Joe said he's going to cook him up a hot plate of Allah's truth.
He's going to cook him up a Tylenol.
You people donate to this lowlife guy who can't even fix his ceilings in his wall.
Link's at the top.
Donate for the sake of his children.
He can't even speak good English. And, you know, he's from Rhode Island. You know what? I know a couple people from Rhode Island, but this guy is very lowlife, and I think something needs to change in his society. I think he can be banned from this. You know, let me tell you something. Ross is 100 times better than him because Ross has the golden
preach.
Voice and he has God. beautiful
message.
Oh, come on now.
So at the end of the day, Kyle, you can bet. We talked about my family.
You're supposed to be roasting Ross, though.
You talked about everything. Keep bashing all you want. At the end of the day, you're going to be halal meat.
Joe, for the sake of the roast, can you call my kids retarded? Just one time.
What should I say?
Just call my kids retarded.
Unfortunately, I don't use that word because I'll say he's a kid's disabled.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck Joe.
Yeah, you can't use that word. You can't use that word, Ross.
Ross,
Unfortunately, Ross, I'm a little bit more
classy. I got you, Joe. I'm just fucking with you.
It's a YouTube buzzword.
And please, if somebody could go to his house, electronic, his walls, his ceilings. Why do people donate it? They donate to him so they can hear his mouth bashing more and more. People want money from Mr. Let me tell you something. I'm not about money, and I'm more entertaining than Mr. Science Fake News Media.
Tell him.
Clickbait's in the house.
Thank you for letting me talk.
Oh,
hey, Joe, do you have anything to say about anyone else?
No, everyone else is good. I like Don. Don's a lot of respect for him.
He loves the analyst.
No, like, you could say bad things that are like jokes if you want. You know.
I don't really have jokes right now. Let me tell you something. My joke is this whole night, well, fake news science, and my real joke is today that I was with those respectful women and I got them those real t-shirts and we got beautiful photos with them. One's a model and the other one is a phenomenal person that
damn
I love
right,
very
Joe.
Much. I'm going out with you.
That's right. And one day,
Ravishing Joe Sports.
You gotta have sex with one. Right?
Who's next?
Who's next? Who's
Yay.
Next? Good job, Joe.
I've got like
freestyling
I've got two
the
things. I have
Ross.
Two things I can say.
Ross, thanks for letting me talk.
No problem, brother. Talk to you soon.
That was by far the most creative roast.
All right, Mr. Glista, you want to go next, Mr. Dark Glista?
Yes.
Well.
Welcome everybody to the Saints roast.
Let me intro you
Ross
first.
Benning.
Hold on. Let me get my library.
Oh, out. Yeah. I know you got a shot to get me.
All right.
So we need you all to donate to keep Siggy Boy live on YouTube. What? You think he could get a day job? He has a harder time getting up in the morning than Glista's dick before sex. Dark Glista hates cops more than Kyle's people. I mean, this is a man that feels Hitler had a few good points. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark motherfucking Glista.
Well, thank you, Ross. Thank you, everybody. I just want to say the last time this many white people were standing around raising money for a black guy, it was a slave auction.
And he didn't write
to gain
down.
A little better. No, I don't have it written down. I contacted Kyle's mom today to gain a little insight and get some information for the roast. And the first question I asked her was why her black son would be so supportive of Donald Trump. And it turns out time to drain the swamp is what the dentist says when Sainz walks in the door. I also asked her why somebody who's so clearly a conservative would stay in a state that's known for liberals, and it turns out that his wife can't leave her habitat, which is right there in the northeastern edge of the ocean.
Is she a whale?
Yeah, I guess so. And the other thing is, I asked his mom why Kyle was so into stereotypes, and as a white lady, she pointed out to me, if you were 33, black, alcoholic, smoked Newports, had a criminal record, and a 50-50 chance that your kids ate paint chips every day, you'd believe in stereotypes, too. She had a point.
Get off the Glista.
And hold on. I asked his mom why she thought Kyle took so well to YouTube, and she said it's the only way he could talk to a group of people without having at least one of them spit back at him. So, thank you.
Man, clickbait tried to yank you off the stage with a big sheep fucking cane.
Yeah, I know. I
you keep going, but I'm not
very good at this.
Good job, Mark.
Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, my nigga. Woo.
Fuck Mark Glista.
You suck.
Should I go next?
I think Cardinal's asking for you. Click.
All right, you want me to go?
Clickbait.
I don't know.
Give me my intro.
Turn the page.
Batch me.
All right. Let's talk about clickbait. Isn't he the nicest guy? He's so nice he would piss on your face to put out a fire while drinking a Dasani and laughing. He's the type of guy that'll break into your house to rape your mother but would bring tissues to wipe your tears as he made you watch the horror. What a fucking sweetheart, am I right, folks? Welcome, my nigga Clickbait.
Hey, glad everyone can make it tonight. Anybody's feelings hurt?
No, mine aren't.
Yeah.
So Bo Bandy was supposed to show up. That's nice. He has a great YouTube channel, the 420 Network. You don't have to medicate to watch it, but it helps dull the pain. You know, Mark Glista just did a set here. We loved him. He dragged his pill-selling 40-year-old white ass up here. You know, we're lucky to have Mark because we had to surgically remove him from Jimmer's ass. He was so far up Jimmer's ass that his tit sweat actually quenched Jimmer's thirst. Mark revealed that back in his hockey days, they used to call him Meat Sock in the locker room. That's not because he had a big dick. That's just what his asshole looked like when the team was done with him.
You showed up to the wrong roast, Clickbait.
You see, Kyle drinks Christian Brothers. Mark Glista blows them.
That's really good.
I heard Cosmic's here. I'm glad he was able to participate. I know the Lollipop Guild is working a lot of hours these days. ukulele playing midget fuck. But in all seriousness, we should really admire Cosmic's courage. You know, the last time he was at a roast, his friend burned alive in a structure fire. I'm glad I got a laugh out of that one. So Trevor Snick was supposed to show up. Where's he at? I don't have anything for that fucking Jewish faggot. I do, but he's not here, so it doesn't
That's
work.
A good one.
So Ian Ellis, are you still here, buddy?
No, yeah,
oh, he bounced out. Ian Ellis fucks black guys, and I don't just mean Dante Nero's career. He's fucked more black guys than Stop and Frisk and mandatory minimum sentences combined. He's my boy, though. I mean, he's bow-legged and ruined, but he's still my boy. We got the Ross Dog here. You know, I've been doing a few streams with the Ross Dog lately. we found out that he uses a cigarette smoke marinated spit to cover up the smell on a pussy, which right. which explains why Don A got cancer. He put a he put a picture of his own child in Discord and told the CEO to tear it apart, like his geriatric cop father did to him when he was 7.
Yeesh.
Don A is starting up his show again. Where's Aunt Sally been? Who needs the stupid long-winded cunt anyway, right? Am I right, Don?
Hey.
Honored that you'd grace us even though you're not here, you slimy dago lizard. Go suck Anthony Robbins off at one of your faggy seminars, you Moorish half a fag wop. No one wants to hear from you. I hope you choke on a brajoul in your E-class, you Kentucky Fried Fanook.
Good things, man.
So, the man of the hour, Sans Entertainment. You know, Sans, your poor wife has had to put up with more shit than Ross Dog and Producer Jay. Kyle says he's employed, yet he works less than Tef Pattern's legs.
Oh, sick.
Richie Ross's dick has a better chance of getting a job done. And what's with the microphone? It's gold? Okay, dude, we get it. You get donations. You don't have to rub it in our faces. What are you, like the Mr. T of O&A coverage? And that pop filter, it's probably been spit on more than Tara's face. Okay, I'm exaggerating. Nothing's been spit on that much. Yes, his ceiling tiles are fucked up, but not nearly as fucked up as his views on statutory rape in Rhode Island. I mean, 15 will get you 20, Kyle. Kyle wants to nuke Mecca, but should we take the opinion of a guy who dresses like an animaniac seriously? It's like taking sex tips from Prince Asbel. But in all seriousness, you lispy George Jefferson horseshoe hair and do-rag wearing FUBU fanboy faggot cuck, go steal another Jim Norton act, you hacky Cape Verdean panhandling piece of shit. We love you. Good night.
Ping, pow, boom, bang.
How'd I do?
Nicely done, clickbait. Man. Very nice, clickbait.
Thank you. It was like Ian Ellis's was more professional, but that one was more well thought out, like good jokes.
That was
one structure fire. That really, I mean, someone has to know about my life to defend that.
I was hoping you'd take that.
Dirty Rob's update. Rob Cash, Trevor Snick says he's in the ER. So we'll all say a prayer that he makes it through the night. His show won't.
Lord, please take Rob Snick's life quickly.
Okay, so yeah, my friend drank too much. I took him to the ER. It took me 30 minutes to get here. Like, if I turn around and come back, like, I might make it back in time. He's not gonna.
My bad. My mic got unplugged.
Like, he's just gonna leave. Hey,
throw your friend out on the street where he belongs and get on Discord.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't you know what's important?
You Jackson blacking us?
He says I'm listening on my phone in the car.
The two Jews couldn't make it. What a shock! You guys found a penny. You saw a penny and you can't make it.
They never saw a fundraiser they didn't like.
Jackson Black had to go back to Columbia to teach the fucking youth to fuck donkeys up on the hill. Properly.
That's right. He's a coyote.
So at least he's got an excuse. Let your friend die. Am I right? Let him die?
Who's next? Where's Phantomas? He has a musical.
He's been muted the whole time. I don't know. Phantomas, can you hear us? You faggot. Hey, you British piece of shit, wanker. Play a fucking tune, you fucking Irishman, whatever you are. Alright, fuck him. Glista, you got any songs?
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song.
Hold his hand.
I've been listening to a lot of Willie Nelson lately. I don't know why. Cosmic, you got any Willie Nelson in your fingers?
Only the...
he's had his fingers in Willie Nelson.
Well, I guess next would have to be either Cosmic or Producer Jay.
Producer Jay, go.
All right.
Let me,
He's nervous.
Hold on. So now it's Producer Jay's turn. I know him really well and can confirm he's a homosexual incel who only finds pleasure in double stroking his guns while wishing it was a pretty girl. Producer Jay, as some call him, including his father, is best known as the legendary troll who fucked up Jimmernam and Frank Hernandez. This is your proudest moment, so do us all a favor and kill yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, Producer Jay.
What if he doesn't?
Producer Jay!
Thanks, Ross Dog.
No problem. Love you.
Alright, so... I went to the psychiatrist the other day and walked in and there was a room full of people. And it was just, you know, as I'm walking through there, I like to check everyone out and just kind of see... you know, how they look and makes me feel a little better about myself whenever I, you know, see their flaws or, you know, something is pointed out. So the first guy I see, he's sitting there, he's drinking a St. Pauli's Girl beer and he smells of cigarettes. He's got like curly brown hair and he's playing this video game on his phone. He seems like he's talking to himself. I don't know. I think he's like Baltimore or something, but so anyway, and then walking by this other guy, and he's definitely Jewish. He's wearing a yarmulke, and he's holding a football. He's wearing a basketball jersey and sweatpants, but then he's got a butler next to him, and yeah, he's watching Joe Booney Sports on his phone. I don't know. It was kind of weird. And then there's this guy, he's got a face shield on, one of those like camouflage things over his face, and he's got like cigarettes sticking out of it, like four or five of them just all over the place. And, he's barking and then he's got his phone in his hand and then he's just like laughing out loud and he's just talking to himself like, what, huh? Somebody asked him a question and he just, I don't know, you could tell he was buried in his phone. But then there was this other guy. He had a guitar and some lube. He was a little guy, like kind of brownish skin, but not like, I don't know, it was lighter.
Like red hair though?
No, black hair. Like BLAC hair. But oh. he also had a flower headband on.
He has a fetish for children.
He had on a flower headband and wooden sandals. and he was talking about how he wasn't sure about this guy named Jimmernam and that Tara sucks. I don't think he liked Tara's bum. He must be a fag. Anyway. And then we got... There was another guy. He was wearing a cap and gown, and he had a mustache.
This is Joe Booney.
Oh, damn it. I ruined that one. I'm sorry. No, but he was wearing a cap and gown, and he was talking about early graduation and something about a victory lap. And, you know, he said he was 18, but he had a mustache like Burt Reynolds. Oh, sorry. Too soon? Anyway.
Rest in peace, Bert.
Then there was another guy with a guitar too. It was weird, but this guy was definitely very different. I don't know. He had a blue spandex suit on, and he had a pint of Irish whiskey, and he was just mumbling. I couldn't make out what he was saying. Okay, and then there was a really strange guy. He had brown hair, and I think he had like a hat on, maybe. But he was perched up on top of one of the chairs, and he was clucking like a chicken and complaining about the lighting in the room and talking about how his corn feed was better than your corn feed, bro, or something like that. Like, he was pretty weird.
Is that everybody?
No, no, I'm sorry. I kind of did almost everybody that was on the list, so I got a couple more. Then there was this guy with a backwards hat on, and he was playing with his car keys.
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Pause for a second. Hey, Laura. Shut up, you cunt. Go ahead, Jay.
But he was playing with his car keys. Shut up, guys. And,
stop talking.
Fuck. Yeah. And he was lifting weights. But yeah. Mixed up a couple of them here. And then there was this guy. He was he looked like he was a mechanic. He had on a mechanic shirt. He was kind of bigger. It was a Jiffy Lube, I think. And I could just see, like, it looked like a C the name started with on the name tag. Couldn't really make it out. But he was asking for info about this guy named Don A for a documentary he was working on.
Oh, yeah. No one knows what that guy looks like.
Yeah.
I hear he's devilishly handsome, though.
Oh, really? Yeah. Larger build. I don't know. I couldn't. A little bit greasy hands, you know, like, you know, mechanics have. But other than that, you know, decent looking guy, I guess you could say that. But probably a fag. No. And then there was one guy had bird shit on his shoulder. He had his phone on the other shoulder. And then he was holding a baby in his arms. And he seemed like he was having a conversation about, like, to one of his employees or something, like he was head of some big corporation or something like that. He seemed pretty overwhelmed.
So. All right, let's give it up for producer Jay.
All right, let's hear from the interrupter, Laura. Let's bring her in. Anyone know who this cunt is?
No, it's a guy doing a girl's voice.
Oh, even better. Let's see who it is.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
what
Darius, producer? What's up?
Why did she mute me?
I still muted. Got more. Go ahead.
Oh, Jay's got more. Hold on 1 second.
I'm eating.
All right, shut up, bitch. Go ahead, Jay.
All right. And then there was it's only three more people. Then there was this guy. He had a red beard with, like, puka shells in it, and a ukulele and a tip jar, and then he had a bag with a sign, and I could see the sign sticking out, and it said, "We'll suck dick to sleep on your couch."
See, the guy I saw was holding a sign that said, "I jerk off punks under the bridge for $15." The same dude.
And then there was this guy sitting with his dad. He was wearing a leather jacket, and he was kind of like constantly mumbling and like kind of shaking, and seemed like he was maybe like trying to rap or something. And that was probably his dad wasn't even like looking at him. His dad looked really annoyed, and that was probably why they were there, some kind of family therapy. And then the last guy, he had on a do-rag, backwards hat. You know, he was actually passed out, and he was like drooling all over himself, and he had on a wife beater, and his titties were sticking out on the side, and they were ashy with stretch marks, and the drool was just like dripping all down onto his shirt and all over the place, and there was mothers in the room that were just like holding their kids tight, and they looked very scared. All right, I'm done.
All right, producer Jay with a very interesting take on a roast.
That was artistic. My tribute to Norm MacDonald in that style.
I knew there was some MacDonald shit, but no one would cut you off. You were waiting for somebody to cut your ass off.
Well, no, I had all that. Like, I had the ideas, and I was just kind of making the story to go with it.
We won't break the fourth wall on here. We'll keep it.
So, who was the guy picking blueberries with Henry Fonda?
Oh, that was your mom?
Oh, we got you there, Mark.
Youch.
Come on back in, Laura.
Yeah, we'll fuck you, Mark.
You cunt.
Yeah, fuck that Mark guy.
Sorry, Mark. I thought you were going to have a lot more shit on me, so I just came hard on you.
Yeah, he's easy. He sucks.
I would do something about, like, him having the only parakeet that said, quit talking like a nigger.
Well, all right, Cosmic Cam's up.
Last dog, intro.
Creighton said he was going to have a song soon, so hopefully he
should. Okay,
up.
Yeah, hold on. There hold he on. Is. Let me see.
Jimmer Nam!
Too bad we didn't get Husey to roast Saints. That would be funny.
I have never seen Husey do anything that was funny or worth watching, to be honest with you. There you go. He's been roasted. Fuck him.
I'm fucking Husey.
I'm Husey. Hello?
I like to drink wait, and wait, fight, mate.
I got caught
is
with a nose
you
bag.
You tells you.
I got caught with a nose bag imitating a wrestler in Dublin.
Husey is my friend. I'm porcelain. Please come take a shit on me.
That's a piece of shit, Bob Kelly.
His friend, Bob Kelly, a fat piece of shit.
Right. Let me try this. Can you hear this?
There we go. Here we go.
Yeah, we hear it. Fuck yeah.
I gave you my paid attention since I've been demonetized this year. To save me from squirms, I'll be waiting for the turn of the worm. I don't know. Apparently I wrote that last weekend, yay, but I don't remember very much.
I have a few drinks.
I had a few drinks. What's going on with Porcelain's documentary? This is a big thing. You guys are up against Porcelain's documentary coming out.
Were you that girl voice, or was that someone else?
That's not me. That's some French girl. I don't know who she is.
I told
is.
Her to come back. Fucking come
yeah,
back.
But
she's too young.
Did Porcelain's documentary drop yet? Or still in waiting?
According to the time, it should be.
Yeah, but it's gone over the time. Because Porcelain is a fucking idiot, and he told me they want him to be ready, but it's not even rendered yet, because he's got so many layers in.
Why doesn't he just put another fucking trailer out?
Why didn't he just fucking upload it and then start fucking talking about it? Like, commonly, that's what people would do. They'd already have it fucking ready to go.
All right, so, roast. Back in the roast mode.
I'm going to send Jings and Things a message. He didn't show up either.
Where's your documentary at? That for a
while. Oh, okay. Daddy.
I'm too busy with real life shit. I wish I could, bro.
You fucking
if I could
that,
get paid to do that, it's too esoteric. I mean, another 5-minute one, I could do that. But as soon as I start doing it, like I've tried, something crazy happens in this little fucking universe, and I put my energy towards that when I'm working on shit, you know what I mean?
All right.
But yeah, well, I need to do it.
I think you should do it. I think it's... I don't know. Why? Like, you still doing the clips?
Yeah, I should just talk Porcelain and then doing it for me.
Porcelain's never going to do it.
Which would be amazing if I talked him into it.
I don't even understand what's going on with him. I remember talking to him about like a month ago or something, going, you should break the Sam documentary into two, because who the fuck's going to watch these other ones?
Is he more European than you?
No, he's English guy. Is he going to do a fucking Club Soda Kenny documentary? Come the fuck on.
I think a Stern documentary would be fucking great, even though it's not in the ONA world.
No, but you can't use any of his fucking content in it, which makes it hard.
Yeah, Grant. Documentary purposes, why not?
Oh, yeah, you can
they would pull you down.
Documentary purposes, but I think if it was Stern, they'd probably try to fuck you up as much as they could.
Yeah, that's true. Can you imagine the backlash?
I tried to interview his daughter, but she was like, I can't do it. like
you've got to wait till they're disheveled pieces of shit without any money, but that's never going to happen with Stern.
This never going to happen, but like I think he can't get near his daughter. Like he's got some sort of arrangement with her that she can't talk to anyone unless she's like doing publicity for like her own.
Remember how pissed he got out at his assistant Laura, who fucking I don't know if you follow Stern, but all she did was talk to that Sal guy, tell him about a dead fish, and he was like, oh, well, maybe I gotta fire her. he's a loony motherfucker, man. Anyway, what's up? Who's next?
Grant's here. I think he's got a quick one if he still wants to.
Yes.
What do you say, champ?
Well, I'd just like to say congratulations.
Let me
get louder.
Let me give your intro first. Hold on.
Oh, get him. Smash this faggot.
It's pretty light. So this is Mr. Grant Sir Inc. Or what's your new channel, Mr. Grant Sir 2?
Yeah, because the other ones got fucking banned by the WWE.
You've been a bad boy, fucking pranking the police and retarded kids and 9/11
oh,
victims.
No, he meant stupid, not retarded. Stupid.
No, not retarded.
No, stupid.
So most of y'all don't know this guy. In fact, no one's ever heard of him. He's 40 viewers and fail at life. He's also 40 and white and stupid. Fuck that one up. This crazy asshole has prank called his way into my life. Here he is doing his Third Reich impression, yeah. Mr. Grant. Sir.
Yay.
Hello, people, and thank you. First off, I'd like to congratulate Saiyans. Congratulations on organizing this fine stream. But let's be real, people. I'm here to talk about Jews, Zionist Jews in particular. World War II was a Zionist act to prepare and create the State of Israel. 60,000 Jews were sent to Palestine a few years before World War II in order to begin the colonization. You can look that up. Hitler was Jewish, and he has a Jewish face and a Jewish mustache. Hitler pre-selected certain Jews to live in Europe lost its power from World War II, brought world like power to the Zionist-controlled Soviet Union and Zionist-controlled America. Do not trust the Zionists. They will take your coins and your sanity, and so will most women. Like why have Zionists been kicked out of multiple countries, only to let normal Jews be blamed for the trouble? Don't hate Jewish people, hate Zionists.
What book are you reading this out of?
I wrote this motherfucker. If you do not fight the Zionists, they will eat your foreskin. If you have foreskin, your penis looks like a leech, especially from that King Kong movie where, you know, they had Jack Black in it and one of those Scottish guys was eaten by a leech. That's what your penis looks like if it's uncircumcised, except tinier.
No one has seen that movie.
Hillary Clinton is secretly a Zionist, and Donald Trump was brought out by, he was bought out by the Zionists back in the 80s. Look it up, he got bankrupt that way. He will make Israel great. Call your local Jewish community center today and ask to speak with the head Zionist in charge. Shout out Pound Road Pub.
That's a long fucking car crash. Perfect.
Yeah, that's success
coming again. Oh my god. Alright, what else you got, Grant?
Oh, that's all
anyone
I need.
Anyone else
to
you
say.
Want to slander?
Dude, Negroes. You smashed everybody.
You smashed like 6 million people.
Puppy dogs.
There's actually 3 million.
I disagree, it's 6.
We'll just have to agree to disagree.
Go up when his fucking foot get amputated. Is he like truth now? Little fucking one-legged bitch.
So, yeah, Bo Bandit. fucking, so Bo Bandy, yeah, he fucking bailed, I guess. He didn't make it.
Bo Banditos, he's very serious. And
Rob Cass is supposedly on his way.
Who?
Trevor.
Trevor Snick.
Dirty Rob.
Robcast, Dirty Rob TV, whatever his name is.
What about Jinx?
Jackson Black. Jimmer's probably doing a stream. That's probably where Jackson Black
is. Oh, man. Yeah, Jimmer right now for the roast. Somebody sent him a.
I told his boyfriend Hax to put out the word. I wonder if he's streaming it right now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys like are big fanboys of Kyle.
Fucking!
I hate the motherfucker. I think he's a lazy Negro.
Yeah, where you been, stupid? No one even knows who you are anymore. You're 40 and you failed at life.
I have a really big place, so it doesn't matter. And I got concrete walls. I live in a townhouse in downtown Houston.
Where the fuck is my Uber Eats?
What are you talking about? Give me something.
That's my favorite one. Don A live right now?
I would imagine.
I don't know. You guys just want to call it good? I mean, what's going on?
You still got Cosmic.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get
I'm sorry, my bad, Cosmic.
You guys are talking about
fucking... I was trying
to
see if Jings was going to show up, but I guess not.
I got Game of Thrones talking.
So, last but definitely not least, let me... Hold on a second. Throw that one out.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's keep these donations coming in. Before Cosmic ends up getting a seventh job, let's be honest. He's Rasta, he hitchhikes, plays music on the corner to dumb white people. He's a fucking Jamaican. He's twice the Jamaican and CEO, and a tenth is fat. Let's be honest, this YouTube show is all he has left in his miserable life. Everybody put your hands together for this mixed race disaster, Cosmic Cam.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Love Cosmic.
No, people do love me. Thank you, Ross Dog. You know, it's funny, Ross Dog, he actually almost got hired by King Television when he found out he laid pipe for a living. But seriously, Ross Dog, there's so much background noise in your fucking audio. It sounds like a 911 call for Devin.
Amen.
That's true. I hear it right now.
It's my fans, man. It's hot.
Yeah, listen, though. Ross Dog and producer Jay are so afraid of Muslims that they made a bomb shelter out of a septic. But no. But seriously, producer Jay, it's a microphone, not your sleep apnea mask. Quit breathing into it, you cunt. Oh, man. Let me turn the page. Sorry.
I'm so high.
Oh, fuck. So, I mean, I guess Ian Ellis had to fly out of here because, boy, were his arms tired. It would have been better if he was up here. On multiple occasions, Ian Ellis has called me a snitch, which I think is funny because the phrase is sing like a canary, and the only birds I hear come from this guy's microphone. But seriously, if me and Ian Ellis were locked up and he called me a snitch, I'd probably have to beat the bird seed out of him and swallow his cheek like unbleaches. So much to the point where I think he can file for disability and start getting a check. The CEO and Bill Cosby, they not only sound similar, but they also have similar sex life, except in the CEO situation, it's his dick that keeps falling asleep. But he'll be okay.
He's impotent.
I mean, he's on the big things. He'll be fine, though. Trust me, he'll be fine because Mark Glista, he'll hook him up with some type of pills. So let's get some Mark Glista. This fucking... Let's get some Mark Glista. This guy has accrued his whole entire fortune flooding the American streets with fentanyl, and he can't give us a single fucking donation.
We're going to play Tuck the Spidey in your bikini.
I love Mark, because he's an older man of time and wisdom. He's a smart guy. Him and Smartphone are college-educated people. Jackson Black actually once said Mark Glista was the most intelligent person in our universe. But I say, Mark Glista, answer this question if you're most intelligent person in the universe. Jim Ram's trash cam, Jim Norton's chin, and Ian Ellis's neck. Wrong. The answer is things that don't exist. Marcus is not that smart. Didn't even ask the question. I wrote a couple of things about Don A, but I'm scared he's going to flex his nuts on me, and I don't know what that means, so I'm just not going to risk that.
He's just busting balls. Hey.
Right?
Whatever it is, you don't want it.
Not for the cornball of the hour. I forgot. Hold on. I can only hope that Clickbait isn't clipping this up and putting it on a shitty channel. Clickbait doesn't want us to know if he has kids or not. Not because he's scared of getting doxxed, but because he's scared of Jimmernam coming to his school with free candy. Clickbait is the only white man who lives in a border state and mows lawns for a living. All right, but now for real, guys. On to the cornball of the hour. You know, Saiyans Entertainment. What can I say about this lispy Republican wet dream? Once he said he looked like Rocky Dennis, or I think he said The Rock, but I just interpreted it as Rocky Dennis. I totally fucked up that joke. I've been on streaming with Kyle for a while now, but truly, to be honest, I've only seen the bridge of his nose and his eyes so much to the point where sometimes I think Nick Sal is about to pick him up for his third wife and beat him to death. You know, one way that Saiyans became big was simul streaming. He was doing a stream on YouTube and a stream of piss hitting the floor. Saiyans, he has a lot of fucking gaps in his ceiling, and he says it's because he wants it to match his team. Saiyans Entertainment, he hates Mexicans so much that Kyle was the only speech therapy kid to make fun of ESL kids. And that's all I have, guys. I wish I would have
been. Nice, guys.
That was good. Oh, and I'm not done yet. I wrote some things about things and things. He gives a new name to mumble rappers. Crichton, Porcelain, and Grant. I mean, you guys could all be the same person. I don't know who the fuck you are. I can't tell the difference. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Fuck you guys.
Don A is live streaming right now.
He should be.
All right, so
good job, Cosmic.
Saiyans has a few words.
Hey, I tried, guys.
Did great, Cosmic. Before. We love you. All right, Saiyans has a few words. You know,
when I bought Michael Jackson's album "Bad," and I had to hear a fucking life story about how we should do this without that. Bye. Never talking to you ever again. Bye. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
no one's talking to you, loser.
Let me tell you something. I think Trump is a dumb fuck. I think he's a dumb motherfucker.
Oh. Stop. Red pill. Motherfucker.
Shut him down, open up shop. Whoa. No.
Fake red pill, motherfucker.
I have a really big place, so it doesn't matter. I got concrete walls. I live in a townhouse in downtown Houston.
Stupid. All right, that was one, man.
Good old Prince Asbel.
Yeah, he's up next. Just kidding.
No, oh, Jesus Christ, that would be fucking amazing. He just destroys.
What are you doing, Rock Dog?
You wanna know what? I'm gonna tell you why.
Why are you guys obsessed with Jimmernam? God damn it.
You guys sit here and you do a stream when you really should be spending your time with your family.
Where's
that's
Megan?
What you do.
And Jesus Christ came and saved me from Adderall at night. I'm like this all the
and
time now.
Nobody wants to listen to me, but I can tell you how to get views on YouTube. Okay?
Yeah. You gotta tag it, you gotta mark it, you gotta get in the algorithm.
You gotta get yourself a Fiverr, you need to backlog all the key link words, and then... It's like, yeah, we
it's
did,
just
we
a simple
understand.
Algorithm, stupid. I went to college for like 22 years, and they taught me that. It's a college.
Mark, you're a failed scholar.
Yeah.
Scholar. You're a failed
scholar. Oh, wait, I have something. Mark, I have something for you, actually. Hold on, let me see this.
What up, everybody? My name is Jimmer.
Not that one.
Oh, Jimmer's here.
What's up,
never mind, keep talking. I'll find it. It's great, dude.
Is it good?
Yeah, I'll play it. Just keep talking. I'll find it.
Should we stream snipe Don A now?
Yeah. I was going to say we should go over there and fuck with
him. No, that's not it.
Of course you wouldn't know, Mark. You're a loser that hangs out on the internet with failed fucking YouTubers who are not monetized.
He's right.
Bruh. Right.
Want to hear that one again?
Of course you wouldn't know, Mark. You're a loser that hangs out on the internet with failed fucking YouTubers who are not monetized.
That, yep, that one's dirty.
You gotta try to find where he asked me, what have you figured out in life? What do you
Have all that shit. Every time that you get in an argument, I'm just gonna start playing those clips in the background from Jim or Nam.
I told him the only thing I figured out in 41 years is that he fucked his YouTube channel up. Didn't go over.
I remember that. You versus him was some of the greatest Jim or Nam audio. You need to get these cam hoes in line. See, the problem is Jimmer doesn't keep his pimp hand strong.
That's right.
You hear that? And then they me-tooed you?
He's new to the pimp game. I told the motherfucker, and that's the reason he knew I was right. He knew I was right.
And then, I just thought it was hilarious that they me-tooed you. Like, they tried to, like, what did he put your, like, name on the screen?
Yeah.
And said, like, #MeToo and the fucking hashtags.
Fucking dork. Who talks in hashtags at his age?
And we couldn't trust you back then either. You were a sneaky, sneaky guy.
I always knew what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that includes the roast around night. That wasn't bad for a first attempt. Some people didn't show up. But all in all, it was pretty good.
What do you mean first attempt? Every fucking time I hear you, you're saying.
Not officially, true. Though. We just do
oh,
it.
Oh, burn. Yeah. See, that's why it's a roast. Phantomas, points for
Phantomas. Oh. Hey, what's everybody?
Stinger.
Is anybody here? I just want to hear everybody's quick opinion. I watched this Kavanaugh thing yesterday because I was off all day.
Oh, Jesus. This again?
Me
what
too.
What did everybody think of that?
I thought...
That bitch was lying.
I thought he seemed... Yeah, he
it's
was telling
school.
The truth, and she was definitely full of shit.
She was fake crying.
When that fucker was in high school, dude, that was like back in the day you could... A guy could just, come on, bitch, get over here and fuck me.
Yeah, you started...
My first thought when she started talking... I was like, if you rewind this bitch 36 years, every group of guys had one of these girls in high school. I know exactly who she was. She was the girl that was like, what? Okay, yeah. I was like, right. You know what I mean? Like, every group of guys had one of these girls. Like,
yeah, we had one.
If this guy and his friends are guilty... Every male above the age of 30 in America is guilty of the same thing. She's the white man's version of a trap hole, I guess I would say.
I think it's all bullshit.
She doesn't even know if it's him. That's the best part. She was that drunk. She was that girl.
Yeah, none of her hoes had her back either.
None of them.
Everybody's like, oh, he cried. That's definitely proof that he's guilty. I'm like, dude, no.
No, they fucked
him. That means he's showing emotion.
Exactly.
If this guy does not get nominated, if he does not get appointed or whatever they do there, if he doesn't make it through this process, he is done. They will assume that this is all legit. This guy is in the weirdest spot. He's either going to be a fucking Supreme Court justice, or he's going to be a turned out nobody.
I think he needs to sue all these people for defamation of character, slander, whatever it is. The same shit Jim or Nam was trying to claim. Like, but that's like the legit version of it.
Phantomas, you're feeding
they're
back.
They're trying
buddy.
To destroy his life.
But hey, real quick before we dump the stream. What's the over under on Kyle quitting or some magical amount of cash floating in from some mysterious donor?
I haven't checked the donation scale yet. I have to tally it all.
I wonder
up.
If this
he's got like $200 to go.
I
would donate to him. I don't have any of those things set up to where you can like electronically donate. I wouldn't even know how to do it.
This is where Kyle fucked up. He said, hey, I know so-and-so's real fucking name. I know they got a Hispanic last name because they donated to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, now people are going to donate to you, you fucking dummy.
Yeah, I said nobody ever, right?
It's like, okay. Yeah, I know your real name, but you can donate to me. It's cool.
I was like, no, I don't even care. I'll wait for Super Chat. My real name. I just don't know how to donate online. Like, I don't have any of those apps. I don't have any of that stuff.
Mark, you're a smart guy. You can figure it out.
No, I know I could.
Yeah, I know.
Also, I would feel, like, partially retarded because I know it's all a scam.
I know, so it's like, I know. I know.
Is that producer Jay?
Yeah.
Hi, producer.
Because I know that he knows that he knows that I know.
You know.
Who?
You know.
I know that you know that you know that I know. Eddie Murphy fucked me up the ass.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's been great.
I gotta check out the Don A show now.
Sans is over.
Fun. Appreciate all you guys for coming out and not being pussies like the Jews that were supposed to come on. Everyone made it but the Jews.
Fucking
Jews. So, hey. Hitler wins again. Am I right?
I warned you.
Appreciate everyone for coming out. And I'm sure we'll do this again another day.
Oh, man. Sure, it was too much fun. Good night.